listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about fear and love. Going to speak to you from Exodus chapter 20, verse 19, where we read, "Then they said to Moses, 'You speak with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die.'" The people of Israel gathered at the foot of Mount Sinai and heard the Lord's own voice declare the Ten Commandments. The experience was not a spiritual thrill for them. It was more like a spiritual fright. They were terrified, and there is a sense in which God wanted them to be. You see, in their fear, Israel knew just how short they fell of God's great glory. They knew, both from the content of the law and the display of God's glory, that God was perfect and holy, and they were not. Later in Israel's history, they reinterpreted the law so it wasn't so scary anymore. Removing the heart and the intent of the law, they shaped it so that it was easy to keep, to the point where even a man, Saul of Tarsus, could say of himself, "Concerning the righteousness which is in the law, I was counted blameless." That's in Philippians chapter 3, verse 6. Now, at Mount Sinai, Israel did not want God to speak to them anymore as he spoke in the Ten Commandments. They wanted Moses to stand between them and God as a mediator. Their desire for a mediator was good because they needed one. Ultimately, our desire for a mediator, someone to represent us before God, is only good if it's fulfilled in Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 2 says, "There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." Unfortunately, some who are aware of their need for a mediator look to someone other than Jesus. And if you do that, you'll end up in ruin. Yet the fear that Israel had at Mount Sinai did not really do them much good. Fear can keep us from sin for a while, but will usually fade in its power over time. The fear Israel experienced at Mount Sinai faded enough in 40 days. They danced around a golden calf and proclaimed it as the God that brought them out of Egypt. Look, it's true. It's better to obey God out of fear than to disobey him. But our ultimate motivation for obedience should be love. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. That's 1 John chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. Friend, today, spend some time letting God love you. Then let your gratitude inspire you to walk right before him. That's something you can do, and receive the wonderful love of God walking right before him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.